Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 114 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. And if you want to rate us on wherever you're listening to us on, then do that as well. And yeah, let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Okay, so starting off with our very first segment per usual, which is Hot Topics, aka BBC Shanice, where we give you a rundown of the hottest K news that's come up over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
Big news for NewJeans. NewJeans joins 21 and Big Bang as the only idol groups in history to simultaneously occupy the entire top three on the Melon Weekly chart. Also, NewJeans CEO Min Hee-jee stated that NewJeans is gearing up for their upcoming comeback, and according to her, this album will have a completely new feel. So, interesting. NewJeans mashing it up as usual. Next story, fashion brands are collecting the idols like Pokemon. So, I realized last week it seems like there's loads of idols that are becoming global ambassadors for different brands. So we have Dior made an official announcement that BTS Jimin is going to be their brand's new global ambassador. You have IVE's Yujin becoming the new Fendi brand ambassador. You have Astro's Cha Eunwoo announced Dior's Beauty Capture Totelli Serum, the new global ambassador. Come on, French. We have Sugar, also a brand ambassador for Valentino. And then Taeyang became the newest global ambassador for Givenchy. So, yeah, a lot of brands just collecting them all.
I'm just trying to get on the PR list. Oh, my God. But that's
nice
for them.
Set us up. I mean, I don't know what we would influence, but you know, I like nice things. I'm not selling myself, am I?
I love this pitch.
J-Hope is going to be releasing a documentary on Disney Plus called J-Hope in the Box. I think it's meant to be released on the 17th of February. The series will follow J-Hope in the lead up of his recently released solo album, behind the scenes footage at the preparation stage and his performance at Lollapalooza last year, as well as footage of the album's listening party as well. So keep your eye on that. Did you see Jamie's Instagram story, Shay?
Yes, a friend sent, well, I didn't see the actual story, but a friend sent me I think it was a TikTok about it, but yeah, quite sad.
So singer Jamie put her boyfriend on blast on her Instagram story as he has cheated on Jamie with 4 to 5 different women.
4 to 5?
Yep. On her story, she says, "When you find out your boyfriend is a cheater, smiley face, I love it. He doesn't know it yet, but he's definitely getting out of my life. Have fun with 4 or 5. Of a girl's babe. And oh, I'm gonna make a good song about it. Smiley face. Oh, don't bash men, it's just him." So can't wait to hear the song, Jamie. Sounds like a banger. But sorry that you went through that. You don't deserve that.
You know what makes me feel extra bad about it? Not that I would be okay if some people got cheated on. That's not what I mean. But I think what made me feel extra bad about the whole situation is just thinking, like, especially as a young woman in this industry, especially the K-pop space, how hard it would have been for her to have built that trust and rapport with someone.
Mm.
And I hope that doesn't scar her and, like, that the right person is out there for her. But I was just like, oh, my God, like, oh, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and I feel like it was only recent that she revealed that she was dating someone. So that's, dear. And last but not least, in lawsuit news, GWSN win first trial against their new label, Wave Music. JWSN has filed a lawsuit against their new label due to several unsuitable working and living conditions. In addition to past claims of the label being a paper company, that just spun me, the lawsuit newly revealed that members had to face eviction back in February 2022 as the company failed to pay rent for their dormitory. Can you imagine? Oh. Furthermore, it is believed that Maya and Susu had to pay a fine due to the company's neglect of proper visa work. So Mia and Susu, I think Mia is Japanese and Susu is Taiwanese, if I remember correctly. And yeah, they didn't have the right paperwork. So technically, they've been working illegally in Korea. And yeah. The lack of invoices was also an issue as expenses for food and training lessons were not properly recorded. The payment for artists as well as the staff members was also undocumented, while all employees had to empty their offices and practice rooms in July of 2022. In February 2022, fans had trended Save JWSN, demanding better treatment for the group as their music producer, Swinley, also previously claimed that he wasn't paid for his work on The Other Side of the Moon. As of now, the members are still in a legal battle to officially terminate their contracts. Ay, ay, ay. This year is really the year of the lawsuits, isn't it?
That's a lot. I feel terrible that they went through that. I'm glad that it's getting rectified, but I know it's probably a very draining process. I'm glad that they have great fans that are wanting them to be treated right as well, but yeah.
This is mad.
Wow.
Well, hopefully this gets resolved soon, especially with Mia and Susu, because I think technically they will have like a criminal record because...
Really?
Because the company didn't sort it out for them. So I don't know if they can fight that. But I think for now it's like on them, I think, if I report incorrectly. I could be wrong. Please do your own research. Don't come for me. But yes, that is... Hot topics. If there's any stories you want us to comment on, or if you want to comment on a story, make sure you hit us up on socials @howyouatyou. Okay, moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, questions, hot tea. You can send that all to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can submit an anonymous form at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. So Shay, check it away.
Okay, so this person said hello. On a recent episode, someone wrote in and said... On a recent episode, someone wrote in and said that they dislike older people listening to K-pop, in brackets, or older K-pop artists performing. Though I understand different music genres tend to tend towards particular age groups, you can still embrace a particular genre despite your age. I'm 61, grew up in the 60s/70s, and favored classic rock for my whole life. But I always listened to different music as I aged. Classical, jazz, soundtracks, blues. I even reviewed world music for a magazine for several years. 3 years ago, I listened to a K-pop music playlist on a whim, and I've ended up staying with it all this time. I just saw Blackpink in concert and met Pixie at a K-pop store. I was definitely a minority. I was definitely a minority age group, but I didn't care.
We love that for you.
I love the positive energy and positive attitude of K-pop. My age doesn't dictate what I enjoy. I love your ladies' podcasts. Listen religiously. Thank you.
Oh, this is so sweet. I love this. I absolutely love this. And it's true. Like, as we said before, music doesn't have an age limit. I find that so weird because you don't say that. Okay, I guess there are certain shows and films you may say that, but really and truly, if I don't know, if I'm 61 and I want to watch a flipping kids film, I'm gonna go watch it. What are you gonna tell me? Let me go watch my cartoons, fam.
Yeah, I think we thank you for listening and for writing in. We totally agree. I think that's one of the things I actually love about Hallyu as a whole.
Mm.
I think contrary to other things that pop up or elements in different pop culture, it sort of creates a space for everyone.
Yeah.
Really quick and random. There's this really cool course that I think Korean cultural centers around the world do, but here in London, we put one on, and some of our students, so it's like a 10-week course where you get to learn about like Hallyu as a whole, music, culture, food, K-pop, everything in between. But we literally will have attendees that go from 16-year-olds to like, I think the eldest we've had was like 70.
Wow.
And they in groups together, we all hang out together, we all get to indulge and chat about dramas and comebacks. So I think it's really nice. So I don't think an age limit should be put on, okay, like you need to be this age to listen to this and X, Y, and Z. Yes, are there nuances where we sort of touched on last time that artists, as you evolve and get older, the themes that you sing about and communicate should reflect like whatever you're going through. And that doesn't mean that you can't talk about the same things that you enjoy, but we like to see an evolution with artists and how they are with their music. But yeah, I think the only age restrictions that can be on music and having interests would be like, I don't know, minors and making sure that the themes in music are age appropriate and things they'll be able to understand. But other than that, So thank you for writing in. And we really like this. I don't know, this unpopular opinion was like really aww.
I really appreciate that. And I love that you listen religiously. It warms my heart. Yes. It makes us know we're not speaking to ourselves.
But yes, thank you so much. And let us know if you want to write back in how the Blackpink concert was and how meeting Pixie was.
I want a review. Also, yesterday in London was the Sick K concert.
Yes.
I saw some videos. Of course, Sick K did not have a top on. But if anyone went, we would like a review. Thanks. I'm talking to you, my sister, that I know that went. So write in. Okay, thank you.
Yes, thank you for the unpopular opinion. And moving on. So this next person said, I appreciate that just because you like a certain type of music, that doesn't mean that you have to do a ton of research into the origin of said music or the culture behind it. But I am really tired of people making it seem like Korea is so perfect and that K-pop is so perfect without doing any research and not taking into consideration the fact that Korea and K-pop as a whole is very corrupt.
I'm not laughing, but everyone, it seems like the last couple of weeks, everyone's just been like, I just want everyone to know that Korea and K-pop are corrupt.
Okay. Yeah, go on, you can start and then.
where do I start? No, I agree to a degree. I feel like with any media that you consume, I'm not saying you have to be an aficionado and know everything about, you know, the genre or whatever, but I feel like you should know certain things because context is key. And when you have context, you have a bit of an understanding of what you're consuming, if that makes sense. Mm. But yeah, I do hate the notion that some people have that, Korea, K-pop, it's the land of fairies and butterflies and nothing can go wrong. No.
I don't think obviously we've spoken about certain things, but I don't think we should get political. Like, we don't know all the ins and outs of how Korea works, so we won't be able to comment on that. But I think both sides. I think if you're just enjoying a type of music, I won't expect you to know everything. Like, oh my gosh, how could you be enjoying this music? There was a scandal last week. Like, you might just, it could have just popped up on Spotify and you like it, so you listen to it.
Yeah, of course.
So I think that responsibility isn't always on the person consuming the content. But if you are now in a position where you're wanting to give a recommendation, not just on behalf of whatever content that you've watched, but on behalf of the people or how this group is or how this company is, purely based off the fact that you like their song, I think then you're needing to go that extra step, do some research, look into it. Because if you're just like, oh, I like this song, I want to recommend it, this song's so cool and I really like this group, I don't see a problem with that. That's harmless. But if you're now like, I listen to this song and they're the best people ever, and I know that they're all kind and their company must be amazing and everything's perfect, that's a bit stretched now. So I think if you're going to go that extra level of forming opinions, do the extra research. But I don't feel like just a casual listener or someone that just came across a song that's like, oh my gosh, I love this song, has the responsibility to have to know everything. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Those are our unpopular opinions for today. We're now going to move on to our dilemma. So, Shanice, if you would like to read it for us.
Oh, child, this is so long. Okay. Hi, ladies. Hi. One of my good friends from high school recently introduced me to your podcast, and I must say that I'm hooked and thought I would write in as I have a bit of a dilemma. Hey, your friend's a good friend. Anyway, so I am an African-American woman, 32, and I am married to a Korean-American man, 34. Things are going really well, and we currently are expecting our first child. Congratulations! Aww. His family in America is so lovely, kind, and supportive, and have taught me so many things about Korean culture, and I have really opened to... so many things about, his family in America are so lovely and supportive and have taught me so many things about Korean culture, and I have really open to learning about I have been really open to be learning about my culture from myself and my family. But ever since we have announced to his family in Korea that we are expecting, they have made some really strange and inappropriate comments alluding to being worried about really alluding to about how dark the baby might be and if our child will have bushy crazy hair. We were both quite upset about these comments. We were both quite upset about these comments and even tried speaking to his family about why making such comments aren't okay. But since the most of his family members in Korea are quite mature, they seem to be stuck in their ways and have no intention of apologizing or changing. His parents have also tried to convey why some of the actions of his family members in South Korea were not okay, but not much progress was made, and there's only so much they can see and do while still abiding by hierarchy rules and maintaining respect for their elders. On multiple occasions, his family in Korea, have said they would like us to come out to Korea as soon as the baby is born, and for us to even consider letting our child stay out there with them every summer. Am I a bad person for wanting to decline these offers? Nope. I just don't feel comfortable with the comments that they have already made about my unborn child, and worried that they may experience worse things if I send them out there. I'd really appreciate hearing your thoughts, and once again, I absolutely love listening to you both every single week. Jenny. Oh, Jenny, I feel your pain. I do want to say shout out to your husband's parents for actually trying to intervene and try and speak to the older family in Korea, because sometimes I feel like, well, certain things that I've not witnessed personally, but like when I've read similar dilemmas to this, usually the parents are like, well, you know, that's just them. I don't really want to say anything. I don't really want to shake the boat, but I just want to give. I know people say that's the bare minimum, but sometimes it's hard to tell your parents. Culture, yeah, yeah, like it. So I just want to say shout out to them, and you know, obviously shout out, your husband should stand by you anyway, but shout out to him as well. Yeah, I don't think you need this extra stress as well during your pregnancy.
Yeah. One, thank you for listening. Thank you for writing in. This is quite upsetting. One, once again, are we just being happy about the bare minimum? But I, once again, I'm happy that you're okay. Like his family in America is lovely with you and you have that support, and obviously your own family. Would I say cut off the elders in Korea completely and don't let them interact with yourself or your child now? Probably not.
Mm.
And the only reason I say that is because, not saying, oh, like just put up with them because they're old. I think find a way to interact, or maybe when you guys go out there, a better conversation can be had. Or it might be difficult, and maybe this is overly optimistic. Maybe it's not your position to have to do so, but maybe you can try to educate them in some way. Because I don't know, as your child gets older, they might have certain curiosities and think that, oh, like, why are you guys keeping me away from this part of my family? I really want to go see them. And you don't want to have that conflict with your child. So I would say try to do whatever mending you can. Maybe if there are elders in your family, there might be a language barrier, but maybe elder to elder, there might be more respect and understanding. It's sad.
I feel like I agree with you, Jenny, in a sense of I personally wouldn't send off my child to stay out there for a while. Yeah. I feel like maybe there might be some sort of change when your child is here. So sometimes people say ignorant things because they're not viewing that child as a person yet because they're physically not here. I don't know if I'm making sense, but maybe when those elders can actually see this child, that they may be more open to learning things. I think a compromise can be made in a sense of if there's way you guys can make regular trips to Korea whilst you are there and they can spend time with that side of the family, but then that child's coming home with you.
like, we're going now.
Yeah, so again, you're still compromising. They're still able to see, you know, the child on a regular basis, but then also maybe you can have those, sometimes it could be hard to have those conversations over Zoom or however you're talking, but actually seeing the child, interacting with the child, actually seeing, you know, you, Jenny, there, I'm a person. you're able to have what may be difficult conversations, but it may not be, I don't know what other comments were made, but it could break down this, whatever illusions that they have, if that makes sense.
Because my sort of worry is that no one's perfect. Some people are ignorant by lack of exposure. Some are ignorant by choice. Mm-hmm. Some people have unresolved hatred or a lack of understanding. So I'm not here to try and make an excuse for anyone. But I think if we received this your dilemma today, and it was like, oh, they had some curiosities about X, Y, and Z. Some of those things, points may have been conveyed in ways that are offensive, but I would understand that to some extent. Like, they're a homogenous society. They might not have had much exposure to other races. So they might just be curious, like, oh, like, what will our grandchild look like? This is going to be amazing, like this new thing. But I think if things were conveyed in the sense that they're worried, like, why would you be worried?
Well, I think from what I'm getting from it, I think it could be a worried thing, but it's just the way that it was conveyed, if that makes sense. Because they, again, we don't know what inappropriate comments that they made, but it alludes to them, as Jenny said, alludes to them being worried about how dark the baby is and the texture of the hair. But that could just come from because of they know that the country that they live in, you get picked on for dark skin, you get picked on for having quote unquote bushy, crazy hair or whatever, right? So it could be just a thing they're asking out of, and I'm not trying to defend this, but they could be just asking out of love or whatever. But then at the same time, you're implanting all these things in my brain, and then you're asking me, oh, but can baby stay out here and stay with us? And then, I don't know, you could tell, okay, so if baby does stay with you, how are you going to defend baby? What steps are you going to take to learn about, you know, my culture, the baby's culture, like Jenny's culture? Do you know what I mean? Like, what? Because if it's just like, well, this is what we do, it's like, well, that's not enough. There needs to, again, there needs to be an actual conversation. And again, you know, a compromise, again, as Shay said, you don't want to cut the family out altogether. So that's why I'm saying taking regular trips to Korea. So it's like, I'm not cutting you out, but this is my boundary.
Exactly. So I think it's just one, having those communications and exhausting whatever avenues you can, but just coming to a place where you can all see like eye to eye, and there's mutual respect. Because what we don't want there to eventually be is like animosity or hatred or any discomfort or unsaid things or ways that you're feeling uncomfortable. So, and like, obviously not to scare you, but sometimes when kids come from multicultural backgrounds, the way different sides of their family will interact with them can contradict with what you're okay with. Like sometimes there might be kids that have curly hair because they're of African heritage, and maybe they're mixed with European or something like that. And then they go to the European side of their family, and then without permission from the parents, they might choose to straighten that child's hair or make changes that you're not comfortable with. I think having an open dialogue around, okay, this baby's a blessing. We don't know what it's going to look like. We don't have all those answers, but whatever way it's going to look like, it's going to be a perfect mixture of all of us. And this is what I am okay with. This is what I'm not okay with. And then your husband will also have a say, like what he might be okay with or ways that he wants the child to be integrated into Korean culture and vice versa. But I think if there's this open dialogue and both sides are heard and there's mutual respect, I feel like that will be very important. It will be difficult.
Yeah.
But it's going to be important, I think.
Yeah. Also, because I've always thought this as well, have you maybe try speaking to, I don't know if you have friends that are of mixed heritage, especially if they're like mixed Black and Korean, and have a conversation with them in terms of what their relationship is like with both families, like what kind of things they wish they experienced when growing up. Also, if there's a way you can like integrate yourself with maybe other families that are similar, maybe not Black and Korean, maybe just like Black and Asian, where they have like young kids, so your child is kind of going around people that are similar to them, in a sense of they can kind of relate to being mixed, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
because I feel like that's another thing that's not spoken about. And I've had conversations with friends of mine that are mixed, especially if it's not like the typical Black and white mix, where yes, they feel loved by both sides of their family, but sometimes they just feel out of place, and
or they assimilate to one side more than the other.
But yeah,
allow them to be in an environment where it's like, oh, okay, like this is, I know other people that are a perfect mix in the middle, and I don't have to pick a side. Like I can, there's also a space for being in the middle perfectly. I think that will be important.
Yeah. I hope that's helped.
Wishing you guys all the best. Like, please give us updates.
Yes.
I know this is anonymous. I don't know if Jenny's your real name, but please give us an update of some sort.
Yeah. I heard Shanice and Shay are really nice names. I'm joking.
You know what? I'm like a really random funny note, but like I'm not, what would be the word? Like, you know, the kind of person's like, I have a red dress, you can't wear a red dress sort of thing. I'm not really like that. But one thing that did bug me for ages, and maybe this is going to expose my family and hope we don't get hacked, but for years, up until like a few years back, I was the password baby. And like, I had this like kind of grudge. I was like, there's probably a bunch of like web developers out there that have named their child after me because I'm the password baby. But yeah, super random. But thank you, Jenny. And then we have a question for today. So this person said, what are your thoughts on the whole hashtag protect sugar question mark? Love the show, by the way. I'm not. Hashtag protect sugar.
Oh, so basically, Sugar did like a sit down interview thing with Taeyang, Big Bang Taeyang. Yeah. And basically, I think Sugar made a comment along the lines of, if it wasn't for Big Bang, BTS wouldn't exist, kind of thing.
Okay.
And a small percentage, but a loud percentage of, I won't even call them fans, but quote unquote fans, were like, oh, how dare you say this, a group of criminals, Big Bang Wish, that kind of vibe. I'm really paraphrasing, but that's like the gist of it. I personally feel like it's so stupid. Oh my gosh. Like, if you are really armies, like if you call yourself an army, you would have known from time ago, like BTS love Big Bang. Most of the groups, like Gen 3 groups at least, coming up, that was a group that they looked up to.
I'm trying to wrap my head around things. Sugar, I'm aware of it. I haven't watched it yet, mm-hmm. but Sugar done an interview with Taeyang, mm-hmm. and he says something along the lines of, like, without Big Bang and, like, what they done for the space, there wouldn't be a BTS, and, like, they've inspired them in some way.
Yes.
And people had a problem with that?
Yes.
Like, ARMY or just fans in general?
ARMYs. Well, people that call themselves ARMYs.
Oh.
Of That's course, there was like shocking. The odd, there was the odd VIP that were saying it before, and they were kind of rubbing it in their face, like, "See, you heard it from the horse's mouth now. Like, it's not just us." But that's rubbish.
So random. Like, ask anyone, like from third gen, even fourth gen K-pop, anyone after Big Bang 21 time, they will probably say that their role models were Big Bang 21
or Girls' Generation. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I feel like. It's weird because there are a lot of people, and I've noticed this as well from when Taeyang released a teaser that he's going to have a song with Jimin, and people were like, well, I'm only supporting Jimin, I'm not supporting him, and why is he working with a criminal?
People make comments like that.
Yeah, like, I don't like him working with a criminal. Even though Taeyang is the only person, let's touch wood, Taeyang's the only person in Big Bang that's actually hasn't had a scandal. So there's that. But they call they're a group of criminals. Taeyang is using Jimin, even though Jimin loves Taeyang.
You know what is so crazy to me? And I hope, like, armies, please don't come for me. And please don't take this the wrong way. I feel like Jimin is so unique, and like, I genuinely, I'm not just saying this, I haven't seen anyone like with his exact sound or style before. Like, he's just really different in the space. But I feel like when they were first, like when BTS first formed and was happening, I feel like Jimin probably really looked to Taeyang as mm-hmm. a reference for the sort of artist he wanted to be. Mm. I might be wrong in saying that, but I feel
it's that's what I'm saying. If you call yourself an army, it's all in the Bangtan bombs. Like, it's nothing new. It's nothing. This is not new information. And even if it is, who are we to tell them who their inspirations were? Yeah. I don't understand the way some of the comments that I've seen, the way that people are acting or were acting. You'd think Big Bang were some like gang in South Korea, and they just, I don't know, robbed banks and did murder or whatever. And Sugar said, oh yeah, we really looked up to them. And everyone's like, eh? Like, they're criminals. But it's really wild to me, because I even remember, I think this was when like a teaser came out again with the whole Taeyang Jimin collaboration. And I saw those comments like, only supporting Jimin, you had some pages that was just like, you don't forget to stream Jimin vibe. Wouldn't even mention that Taeyang's in the song, even though it's his song. And I must have just did like an ambiguous tweet along the lines of, I don't know why certain fans kind of act like this. Like, just, this should be like a really, I don't know, a proud moment that your favorite person gets to collaborate with their favorite person.
Yeah.
And like, you guys saying these comments is like bringing the mood down. Bear in mind, I never mentioned No Fandom had some person come in the comments like, yeah, it's not just armies though. And did I mention it was just armies? Did I say that? I don't care if it's armies acting stupid or VIPs acting stupid. Stupid is stupid. Just enjoy that there's music.
But this is like, I was like sort of none the wiser about this Protect Sugar movement and all this like toxicity that's come out of this. But all that I had gathered, because like, one, I haven't watched the interview, I haven't listened to the entirety of the song with Jimin and Taeyang yet, but all I was thinking is like, this is such a wholesome full circle moment for Big Bang is second gen, right?
Yeah,
second gen. And this is such like a big second gen, third gen moment. Like, I just thought everyone would be happy.
That's what I thought.
I'm so shocked. What?
Yeah, it's so stupid.
Like, I would expect, and once again, we're not just going to say ARMY, because you said it's been a mixture of fans, and I wouldn't say that you should call yourself part of a fandom if you're behaving like this towards the literal artist. But it would be different if someone else said it. But if it came out of his mouth and he was like, you're a huge inspiration behind BTS and we probably wouldn't exist without you, that's his opinion and his feelings. I don't understand.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. It's so our thoughts are, it's stupid. And leave Sugar leave Sugar alone. This is why Sugar doesn't say anything. This is why Sugar just keeps to himself.
Quiet, unproblematic. The moment he has an understandable, justifiable opinion, it's not even an opinion, he's just,
and that's his reality. Are we to say? And it's not like, you know, like even Taeyang, you know, he said, no, you guys basically complimented BTS, like, you guys have done great things and, you know, I've been following you guys, and gave him props back. So it's not even like, you know, Sugar said this and then, you know, Taeyang was like, well, but Big Bang, baby, so what do you expect? Like, you can understand if it was like some weird reaction, it was like, okay, that, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's so, I'm shocked. Okay.
Yeah.
all right, well, way to ruin the mood in the moment. Okay. That's our two cents. But yes, thank you for listening to this episode. And now going to move on to the radar as we come towards the end of the episode. So this is where me and Shanice will let you know if there's anything that we're watching, listening to, or anything that we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
This is actually for you.
Oh.
So do you remember like a couple of weeks ago, we had that conversation because you said you was watching Singles Inferno, whatever. And I said, how come you don't see couples afterwards and like really trying to get that bag, right? Like, yep. You know how couples would do after Love Island or whatever the case may be, yeah? So I came across this thing where it says Single Inferno's 2's Youngjae and Soeun is going to hold a fan meeting for 77k won per person, which is about £50 in the UK, and that's like about $62 in the US. And then the comments underneath were just like, some were saying that this is embarrassing and that they were really that they were a really boring couple. Again, I don't know, I've never watched the show. Some say it's weird and unnecessary, saying that they're banking on their popularity and it's a turnoff. And then someone said, oh, it's making it too obvious that this is just them trying to make money off delusional fans. Guys, when I said make bank, this is not what I mean, okay?
A fan meet.
Because I'm like, okay, what are you going to do at this fan meet? You guys don't, I could be wrong. Again, I haven't watched Singles Inferno, so I don't know these characters yet. But y'all don't sing, y'all don't dance. Can y'all do magic? So...
Oh, is this... Okay, no, I've just had to search up because I did not recognize the names. But... Oh...
What are your thoughts? Because obviously I haven't watched, so I don't know. Would you say that they're a boring couple?
If this is who I think it is.
Yes.
when Shanice brought up the point of get your bag, one, I think you'd need to be a couple that had more of an impact. Or some people really take their 2 seconds of fame by being able to quote that they were on the show and they become more personalities.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, become like a personality presenting duo. Or if you're something. If you was like a really fashionable couple, right? Then you can really bank on, you know, endorsements, the Instagrams. Do you know what I mean? But a fan meet? At this stage, like, it's different, you know, if they, again, I'm just going off these comments. I haven't watched the show, so I'm not trying to drag these people, but just say they were boring or whatever, and they somehow, over the course of a year or whatever, they started presenting or they have this special banter between them, and then maybe like a year or so later, and they have a fan base. they wanted to then do a fan meet, or if it was suggested. Again, I still feel like that's weird because...
Yeah, there are so many... One, no offense, but on the show, they weren't an impactful couple. They weren't, like, problematic people. Mm. I would say that they were the most tame, pretty straightforward. If these people who I think they are, it was... Their whole story was, like, pretty tame, straightforward. They didn't really have bumps in the road or up and downs or anything like that.
Mm.
If you're coming off a show where you wasn't the most impactful couple, you don't have this crazy character development or story arc where it was between this person, like it was pretty straightforward, their relationship from what I remember.
Mm.
The easiest way, and I think this would somewhat be okay with a Korean audience as well, because we have to take that into consideration, like what yes. Korean domestic fans would enjoy. I would maybe do like Valentine's is coming up. They have like those events that sometimes they do at like cafes and stuff. I would collaborate with like a local cafe and do that. So I wouldn't brand it as a fan meet because I don't think you're enough of a personality for people to want to leave their house to meet you.
And for £50.
Yeah. So they could have done like Valentine's is coming up. They could have, what do they, is it White Day or is that something else where they do like you make pepero for each other and stuff?
Something like that.
There's all those things that I would have arranged like a little event around that, and there would be transactions through, I don't know, if you're working with a cafe, you can split maybe some of the business that you bring in.
Mm.
But I think a fan meet, no, that's, no.
No. But good luck. Maybe people will turn, I don't know.
I just opened, I think, the guy's Instagram. I think they're cancelling it.
Oh, well, well, that says it all. Yikes. Also on my radar, as I said, New Jeans are those girls because I saw a TikTok the other day of this Korean wedding and the groom was basically doing the hype boy dance down the aisle and I just thought it was hilarious that they really have people dance to their songs at weddings and they've just debuted. Oh, they really are... That those girls, but yeah, that's what's on my radar. Oh, it's so cute. Let me send you the video so you can see.
Okay. Oh, what's on my radar? Oh, I am rewatching a K-drama from a few years back. It's not old, but it's definitely a few years old now, and it's called, oh, I think it's Because It's My First Life or Your First Life.
Oh, okay.
Most people probably know it and would have watched it, but the premise is like there's this girl and she is like a writer for a drama, like an assistant writer.
Mm.
Then I think one of her projects finish up and she's going to move back to her family home. But when she gets there, her brother is there and her brother's girlfriend, I don't think they're married at the time. She just announced that she's pregnant. So then obviously there's not going to be space in the house and it's going to be busier.
Yeah.
So then she's like, it's fine, I'll move out. And then her friend's boyfriend has a friend and his friend is looking for a roommate. But because
it's a lot of friends.
Yeah, for a friend of a friend and then their friend. So that the last guy's friend is looking for a new roommate. So he's like, oh, my friend has this friend. And he thinks there's a guy, basically. So he's like, oh, like he seems like a great guy. And because they have like this really funny friendship, the original group of girls. So there's the main girl, her friend, her friend's boyfriend basically describes the friend that's looking for a room as a really handsome person. Mm. He's like, oh yeah, this person's like really handsome and like smart. So then he thought the person was looking, I think you can gather the premise because I'm confusing myself. The guy thought he was getting a guy roommate and the girl thought it was going to be a girl roommate, but yeah. It's not. So they figure out that they're living together and then she's initially going to move and then it's fine. And then they get married, pretend to get married. It's a bit long, but yeah, that's my radar. Thank you.
That was so confusing. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to How You At You.
Yes, and remember that you can send us any of your unpopular opinions, stories, or dilemmas to howyoutea@gmail.com, or you can submit them anonymously at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. And don't forget to leave us a review and rate us on whatever podcasting platform that you're tuning in from, because we'd love to know what you guys want to hear in the future.
Yes, I've been Shanice from K-pop Box. You can follow me at kpopbox_.
And I've been Shay from the K-Way. You can follow me at the K-Way on most platforms.
Yes, and until next time, we will
holla at you.
Bye.